The water wars that drained the Owens Valley 100 years ago to feed the Los Angeles Aqueduct are today the stuff of literary and cinematic legend. But one group's story has been left out. Before the arrival of white settlers, Paiute Indians had a sophisticated water system of their own. This year marks the centennial anniversary of the aqueduct's construction, and a documentarian is working with the Native community to uncover this lost part of California's water history. Alex Schmidt reports.
Working on a documentary project in the Owens Valley on land owned by the L.A. Department of Water and Power can be a little dicey.
Is DWP land? Because they're right there.
I don't care.
I'm just telling you.
UC Berkeley scholar Jenna Cavell is out with Harry Williams, Paiute elder, for one of their mapping expeditions. Though DWP is aware of the project, the two haven't asked permission to make trips onto department property.
We're okay because we're with him, and there's sort of a sanctuary agreement between DWP and the natives. Like, they're allowed to come out on the land.
This is our homeland. Kick me off. You're going to have to drag me.
Using archival maps and GPS, the two are starting at the bottom of the valley floor and ascending into the foothills. They're plotting different points of the ancient Paiute irrigation and drainage system that crisscrosses this landscape a couple hundred miles north of Los Angeles.
A river or a stream could not make it through here. There's not enough of an incline. And so the Paiute would create these ditches to bring water out into these valley floors to exploit the plants and the life and bring life into this area, because it's much easier for them to hunt and gather in a landscape like this than up in the mountains.
To our west is the hulking backside of the snow-capped Sierras, Yosemite beyond them. East are the huge, chunky brown Inyo Mountains. The tan and gray valley floor in between holds countless of these unassuming-looking drainage canals, some of which feed into the aqueduct, though most are empty. Cavell says they're significant, especially now.
The fact that we can talk about this 100 years of diverting the water to supply LA and to not talk about the fact that the water was being engineered by the native population prior to that, it's historically inaccurate.
So here is a little history. Paiutes are known to have inhabited the Owens Valley for at least 800 years, possibly thousands. No one really knows when the irrigation system was built. White settlers started arriving in the mid-1800s, and soon after, the Indian Wars began. Paiutes were pushed up into the hills for years. When they returned, their water systems had been taken over, and their previous way of life was gone. Then in 1905, the LADWP started buying up land from farmers, diverting the water to feed the aqueduct.
Can you show me which one on the map, though, that we're going to?
Show me the other map.
We're deeper into the landscape now, near some water that flows from lakes up in the Sierras. Using the data they collect, Cavell will create maps of reservation irrigation systems, museum exhibits, and a documentary film. Harry Williams has been curious about the ditches for a long time, since he stumbled upon a relic of an irrigation dam when he was 12 years old.
I was about a mile that way, and I was playing around. There was a headgate. I'm in a desert. Why is this irrigation headgate out in the middle of a desert?
Did you ever ask your parents?
She was never taught. It never was. I had an old guy, because I asked a couple old people, "Did you guys ever hear about them?" He goes, "I always wondered what that was."
Paiute historical knowledge has been lost over the generations. Many elders today have never heard about the wars that ravaged their tribe 150 years ago. For Williams, documenting the ditch system means resurrecting his history. We drive up higher. Here is a truly impressive ditch, around 5 feet deep. The Paiutes dug this with a huge stick called a pavado.
It means a lot to me. It means this is what my people created. Without anybody's thought or ideas, they did it all on their own. Think of the genius it took for somebody to convince the rest of the people to do this system and what they would get out of it. And I've always went off that, well, I'll be the genius guy who brings it back alive.
The LADWP doesn't have plans to include Paiute water history in its centennial ceremonies. Still, Harry Williams and Jenna Cavell hope that this year, the Paiute story will become a real part of California water history. For the California Report, I'm Alex Schmidt in the Owens Valley.
That's the California Report, a production of KQED Public Radio in San Francisco. You can always find us online at californiareport.org, and of course, we're on Facebook, too. Our director is Susie Racho. The technical producer is Seal Muller. We had additional engineering from Howard Gelman and Rob Spate. The online team includes Lisa Pickoff-White, David Marks, and Don Clyde. Our interns are Guy Marzorati and Gina Shalaba. Craig Miller was a contributing editor. The associate senior producer is Victoria Malion. The senior producer is Ingrid Becker. The executive producer is Raul Ramirez. I'm Tara Seiler. Scott Schaefer returns next week. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, celebrating the 2013 recipients of the James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards. More information is available at www.irvine.org. The California Endowment. Health happens in schools at calendow.org. And Chevron. Committed to helping California grow by supporting small businesses and investing in education. More information available at chevron.com.